Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hello and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Gallegos, here with
Jeff Rappaport.
And today, guys, we're going to be talking about deal structuring. Once again, we're going to be running through some numbers. Jeff's going to put me on the spot. And we do this as an exercise for me, but also for you guys out there. So I've got a financial calculator that I've downloaded to my computer, and it's an app. So I'm going to attempt to use that. Forgive me right now for any errors I might make, but Jeff's going to walk us through the numbers slowly. I'm just going to be punching them in the calculator when we need to figure out mortgage payments, et cetera, balloon payments or whatever. So hopefully this is helpful to you guys, especially for using a financial calculator and running through the numbers. Jeff, do you want to talk about this a little bit?
Yeah, one of the things I think that is so important with understanding creative financing is practice. How do all the numbers work together? And I've seen through some of the phone calls that we've had, some of the questions that have come, that you can't just put numbers wherever you want, that they all have to fit together for a reason. And the more that you see it, the more that you actually do it, the more you'll understand why we structure things the way we do. And there's always some, there's not an exact science. However, it's still going to make sense, right? It's got to fit together. We did an example on our last episode where if we just said, all right, we're going to offer the seller, his asking price with a fairly small down payment, the payment that we would have offered if we amortized it over 30 years normally would have been too high. It would not have worked for you as the buyer or for someone to be the wholesale buyer. And that's the kind of stuff that we've got to work through. And the more we can do it, and I think that when I put you on the spot, it would be like someone sitting at home listening to this podcast trying to think through it the same way that you are.
Right. Yeah. Which is a great educational tool. So one thing I just want to point out, like right away, when it comes to structuring creative financing terms, one thing that if you haven't listened to our last episode or haven't watched the video, one thing that we do right off the bat is determine what we could rent the property for, number one, and number two, how much cash flow we need, and then what we can offer the seller monthly for payments. And so you really need to focus on if you're just learning this, you need to focus on at least trying to just figure that piece out. First of all, using Rentometer and looking up what market rents are or Zillow, and then working that backwards to find out what you can pay your seller. And I always say that once you figure that out, all the pieces, you can fit all the other pieces together. That's what I've learned from you, Jeff.
Well, and let's keep in mind too, that right now that the examples that we've shown are rentals. And so when we're working on rental type properties, exactly right, we need to figure out all of our facts and then kind of work backwards to see what we can afford to pay the seller as a payment. Little different if we're selling to an owner occupant. And the next two examples will be income property, but maybe what we should do is add maybe a third example after that, where we're just working on a single family home and our goal is to sell it to an owner occupant.
Okay. I like it.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's begin.
You ready, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Okay. What we've got is the fiveplex. It is 4 2-bedroom, 1-bath units. One 1-bedroom, 1-bath unit. It's a little over 4,000 square feet. It's old. Like 100+ years old. And it's free and clear. The taxes run $2,494 a year.
$2,490 a year. Okay.
This is, it's kind of like a lower income type property, but the owner has fixed it up somewhat over the last couple of years. He's owned it almost 3 years.
You said it was a fiveplex, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
The rents right now are $3,500 total.
$3,500, okay.
Yep. And they are asking $509,000.
$509,000?
Yep.
Okay.
And he talked about that the property's in good condition, that it may just need some new shingles. But since then, we have gone and seen it. And, you know, a couple of units need some cosmetics, and 2 or 3 units are okay. You know, nothing fancy, a little dated. What other information do you need?
So, approximately what the insurance would be, and then maybe just thinking about, since it's a fiveplex, just a property manager, maybe what would that be, 8% of the monthly gross?
8 to 10, yep.
Okay.
And so as a fiveplex, this is considered commercial. And so we're going to evaluate it just a little bit differently. But we'll get to that as we go through this.
Okay.
The good thing is, to me, the vast majority of how we're going to analyze this and put together the offers are similar to how we did it last time, and they're going to be similar to the next example as well.
Okay.
So one of the things you'd want to know for sure is who's paying utilities, right?
Yes. That's a great question.
So they're separately metered.
Okay.
The only utility cost that the owner is paying is water, sewer, garbage. I don't know the amount, and I don't know the amount of the insurance, and I rarely do prior to making the offer. We try to estimate that. On this one, it'll be interesting to try to estimate the water, sewer, garbage. But let's see. Actually, I may have even gotten, I don't think I did, but I got a text last night about something. So let's just really quickly check my phone and see what it was. Tenants pay gas and electric, owner pays water, sewer, garbage, but he did not give us an amount. Okay. Anything else that you think we need to know to try to put something together here?
So I think we got to, or based on that information, water, sewer, garbage for expenses, we'll estimate insurance at, I don't know, what, $1,200 a year, something like that?
$2,000. So, yeah, what I would do, I mean, this is, you know, nothing fancy building-wise, probably $30 a unit, $25.30, so $125, so $1,500-ish per year.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yep.
And I would use, let's say that water, sewer, garbage is, and a guess really, I'm thinking $60 to $75 total per unit. So let's call it 300, 325, something like that.
So 300 for sewer.
Water, sewer, garbage.
Water, sewer, garbage, okay.
So we've got 300. We've got the
taxes a month is $207.50.
Okay.
Let's call it $208.
Okay. And insurance, we're going to call $150.
Yeah. $150.
So normally, if this was just, you know, a 1-4 unit, that would be enough. But because it's commercial, we're going to add in some additional expenses.
Okay. So property management.
Yeah. So let's call it $350 a month.
Okay.
And let's add in like a maintenance kind of fee and a capital expense fee. And since I don't know what those run, I'm going to take another, let's say 10%, 5% for each, 5% for maintenance, 5% for capital expense.
Okay.
So another 350.
Okay.
So where are we at? 3350 about?
I got 1,358 for expenses.
1,358. Okay. So at this point, Jonathan, tell me where we go. What do we do?
Okay. So now we're just going to take that off the top. It's been 1358. Let me clear that out. So we're going to go 3,500. We're going to minus those expenses off the top. So our monthly, again, 3,500, I'm just going to slow down here, is our gross monthly
rents.
Yeah. Gross monthly rents. And then what we're doing is we're going to minus our expenses of 1358. Okay. And then it equals, so that's our net operating income right there as it relates to commercial property, right? So we take our gross rents, we minus our expenses, and this is our NOI.
Right.
So 2,142. Now from here, what we need to figure out is what we want to make as far as cash flow a month on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, ideally, I mean, the more is better, right? So just off the top of my head, Jeff, I'm thinking like $600.
600.
Yeah. Cash flow.
Huh?
Maybe 1,000.
Well, but we don't have much to work with, do we?
Yeah. So yeah, because is this a property in Idaho or?
Nope. Ogden.
Ogden. Okay. Is there room for improvements on this property, Jeff?
You yes.
And looked at it.
As far as rents?
Yeah, as far as rents. Yes.
I would say confidently, 350.
What's that?
I would say confidently you could raise the rents $350 a month.
Okay.
You might even get more. You might get close to 4,000, but let's be on the more conservative side.
Okay. So, and it's free and clear.
Yep.
So I'm just gonna minus 500.
Okay.
For cash flow. So that will leave, I mean, as it's currently operating, that would leave 1,642 that we can give to the seller for monthly payment.
Yep.
Or debt service coverage, right? So from there, from 1642, I think we just need to try to create some terms that way based on that payment.
Okay.
So let's see, what were they were asking 509 for purchase price?
That is right.
Okay. So from here, did they mention kind of what they would want for a down payment?
No, they have not. They, all they said was that they were open to terms.
Okay. So at 500, I mean, if we could stay around the 10% mark for a down payment, I would be happy with that. So like 50K down, you know, offering 500,000.
Okay.
So
we're offering, so we're at 500, you're reducing the price?
Yeah.
At 500.
By their $9,000.
Let's figure something out really quick.
Okay.
And you can do it on the screen because you got the calculator.
Okay.
Let's take 509 and figure out what 80% of that is. And there's no guarantee that with commercial, especially this type of commercial, that you can actually get an 80% loan. It might be more like 75, but let's take 80%.
Okay. 407.
So that would be our present value, right? If we were just buying this conventionally and putting down 20%.
Right.
So enter that in as present value.
So present value.
Okay. What do you think commercial loan rates are around?
6%.
I think it's five. Even lower. So why don't we try 5?
Okay.
It might be somewhere in between, but that's all right. We're just trying to get an idea. So enter 5% in as interest.
5 interest. Okay.
Amortized. Typically, commercial loans are amortized over 25 years, not 30. So we're going to put that in as 300 months as N.
300 as N. Okay.
Now solve for payment.
What's that?
Solve for payment.
So payment. 2,380 at that. So that doesn't really work for us, right?
Doesn't leave much money in it, does it?
No. Especially if we want to, I mean, if we want to maintain $500 cash flow a month, we need to stay around that $1,600 mark.
So what do you think that's telling us right off the bat?
They're asking too much?
Yeah, so there's some kind of issue, right? And the issue is that maybe the rents are just way too low and they need to be raised. Or two, that the expenses are way too high and somehow they need to be decreased. Or the price is too high. I mean, it's really one of those three things, correct?
Yeah, right.
In this case, I would tell you, I think it's the price is too high.
Okay, I would think so too.
Okay. So the reason I wanted you to go through that is that we need to kind of know what we're working with here. And because for someone else to come in and offer $500,000 and to go, or 509, and go get conventional financing, yes, they could manage this property themselves so they could cut out $350 a month. Yeah, maybe maintenance costs aren't quite as much. Maybe they're not putting aside money for capital expense. But ultimately, there's not a lot of cash flow here, right?
Right.
Okay. So moving forward, based on what we now know, I totally agree with you that there's no reason to offer the 509 or more if we already feel like they're asking a premium, maybe too much.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's continue on. Sorry, I didn't want to, but I wanted to point that out. That's something I always look at.
Yeah, because I mean, automatically you're looking at, like, if you just look at if you compare those two numbers, they don't work. So if you're like, well, we can only pay $1,642, and our payment at that price would be, even with 20% down, 380, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you do from here, Jeff? Do you start reducing the price? When you're looking at a commercial property like this, do you look at what the pro forma rents could be in this case?
Yes. absolutely, I'm looking at what the performance can be. But this isn't about me. I'll get my opportunity to tell you what I did. Right now, I want to know what you're doing. So you're thinking through this. This is the information that I got. This is the information that people all over the country can get. Now the question is, how do we work through it? And so I want to get your perspective, because maybe I can help where you may get a little bit hung up. And then we'll go through what I did and why.
Okay. So I think where I would go from here is I would just kind of revert back to taking the net operating income and looking at it, you know, as if I was just to buy on, you know, an 8 or 9 or 10 cap, whatever cap rate I was shooting for, right? So, I mean, if we took the pro forma rents, $38.50. No, I did it again. Getting used to 35.0. Okay. So, from that, I'm just gonna minus our expenses of $13.88. That was our expenses per month.
Yep.
That equals $2,462. So that's net operating income, right?
Yep.
So I'm going to times that by 12 to see what the annual net operating income is. And that leaves me $29,544. Now, if I was just trying to solve for, you know, what if I wanted to buy it based on a cap rate, I would just take this number and divide it by, let's just say, an 8 cap rate. So just looking at the numbers like that, basing it on net operating income, my purchase price would want to be $369,370. And then depending on what I would want to put down, I would have to, you know, evaluate what the property needs, you know, in order to meet that pro forma rent. So what do we have to do to each unit? What's that going to cost? And then what do we have to do? The building, roofs, that kind of thing.
So that would be your cash price?
Yeah.
Or at least your cash starting,
where
minus, you know, maybe whatever kind of repairs that you'd have to go put in.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So what are the chances, do you think, that you'll get that accepted? When it's
pretty slim, right?
It's free and clear, and he's asking 509.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I didn't even make a cash offer. I did not. And that's the reason why, is that it would be too low.
Okay.
So can we figure out a way to still make this work using some creative financing?
Yeah, for sure, because you've already done it. So, all right, let's say that, I guess the other way of evaluating is return on investment, right? So if I wanted, say, a 12% return on what I could put into it, I would still want to maintain that $500 a month cash flow. And I mean, to say I wanted a 12% return, I would just take, let's just work through this together. So 500 cash flow a month times that by 12 equals 6,000. And then I can at least figure out what I would want to be into this property all in cash if I'm shooting for a 12% return on my own money. So I would take that annual cash flow and just divide it by 12%. So 50,000 I can at least establish as I would want a down payment of somewhere around 30, and then have 20,000 to fix it up.
Okay.
Maybe I'm shooting for, you know, I don't know, 12% return is what I would want on this property.
Okay.
So, really, I guess we just need to establish what purchase price we could give this guy.
So let's start there. It's hard, huh?
Yeah, it is. I'm trying to think, just because the value is like 509, right? And I'm thinking like, man, if I was to buy this thing for cash, it'd be 370. So to give him, I guess, trying to just stick with that payment of 1,642, maybe offering, I don't know, like interest only or principal only, maybe going that route to kind of
whatever you like.
Trying to make
something together.
Okay. So give me a little direction here, Jeff, because I'm a little lost.
Okay.
So where do you go when you're kind of at this point where you're like, that payment doesn't work? Cash price wouldn't even work because it's way off.
Yep.
We know we've already established kind of what our payment would need to be a month to maintain that $500 cash flow. But I guess if we increase the pro forma, that cash flow goes up so we could offer more. I just thought of that, right?
So here's what I think about. So I've already established that, hey, based on this purchase price, amortizing this loan over 30 years is not going to give me the payment that I need to make this work.
Uh-huh. Right?
Because we need to be, now granted, if we go off our pro forma rents, we could actually offer a little bit more,
yeah.
Right? Not a lot, but a little. And so I'm with you. I think I want my payment to be between $1,650 and $1,750. And maybe you could squeeze out another $50 or more. So somewhere between $1,650 and $1,800. But we know if we amortize the loan anywhere near 509, 500, even with, we figured it out based on 20% down, that at, you know, at 5%, we were going to be at 2,300. So why don't we figure this? Let's do one quick calculation. What would be if we offered 500,000? And what did you think that your best down payment could be?
50,000 or like 30,000. I just want to be all in.
And to go in with 30. So we're going to finance 470. So 470,000 is your present value. That's the amount that we're asking the seller to finance for us.
Okay. Interest rate stays the same. Five.
Yeah, let's say interest rate can be 4%. Because we already know that we got to get this payment down.
4% interest, okay.
Yep. Now let's see. Well, we're asking the seller to finance us. We don't need to go out off of 25 years. We'll ask for 30-year amortization. So that will lower the payment a bit. So do 360 as in.
Okay.
And what's our payment?
2,243.
Still way too high.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So but we have some choices here. One, don't make offers because they're asking too much.
Okay.
Make offers, but we've got to reduce the price significantly. And and there's nothing wrong with that. A reduced price is sometimes it's what you got to do. Or three, work around the price that they're asking. But we talked about this last episode. Their price are terms.
Okay.
Their terms are price. In this case, we're trying to get them close to what they're asking. And we know right now we can't spend more than $1,800 a month payment. So right. How do we do that? We have a couple of different ways that we've used in the past. What are ways that we can potentially do that?
Offering principal only.
Correct.
Spreading a longer term, just putting a longer term on it.
But that won't reduce our payment. That would help.
That would increase the payment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what comes to my mind.
Okay, we did also something last episode that I kind of brought out for the very first time. I told you I don't do it very often, but do you remember what that was?
Seller subordination?
Well, not only that, but interest only.
So oh, the interest only, yeah.
Interest only. Could we also use, my more simple interest type scenario where we actually decide on the payment?
Yeah, that was 2.5 or something.
Yep, typically 2.5% interest.
Okay. So now
what I want you to do is, based on what we just talked about, I just want you to come up with one offer, one. And I don't care what it is. I just want to know that this is the thought process. You have to go through a lot of the same things that I've had to go through.
Yeah.
So where do we end up? What does that mean now?
So from here, I mean, if I could just pay him $1,650 a month, now I'm just trying to get to that purchase price. And I guess that's where I'm a little lost is knowing what that is now, just getting to the purchase price. Do you just start playing with numbers from here? Like, could we just reduce the purchase price to $450 and...
Well, I'm going to start high. So I'm going to start closer to what he's asking, as high as I can go. And then, yeah, I'm going to play with some numbers until I feel like they make sense.
Okay. So if we were to, so using the financial calculator, Jeff, could we plug in like what we want our payment to be and then have it solve for the present value? Does it work that way?
So you mean as far as like the price?
Yeah. So if we could plug our payment in, yeah, for price. Yeah.
No, but what you could do is say, all right, if I know my down payment is going to be 30, 35,000, 40,000, well, you know, in that vicinity, mm-hmm. What you can do is say, all right, let's take 500,000 and let's take a down payment of 35. So we're financing 465. That's our present value.
Okay.
2.5% interest. And remember, this interest has, there's no significance here. I started using it because it was the lowest federal interest rate. And I actually looked it up today. And it is actually 1.87 right now.
Now you have to lower that, Jeff.
Really, all I care about is that it's higher than the lowest federal interest rate. And so it could be 2%. It could be 2.85%. It can be whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
I've just gotten used to using 2.5. Now you're going to enter in this case, we're not amortizing this loan. We are doing a simple interest calculation. So now we got to think about, how long of a term do we want to offer?
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Like how long, like I would want them to carry it for, at least 5 years.
So instead of putting in like 360 and amortizing it over 30 years, we're actually going to put in the term as far as months. So if you want a 5-year term, you're going to enter in 60.
Okay.
As N.
For N. Okay.
And then you are going to, we've decided that your payment is going to be $1,650 a month. So we're going to do $1,650 negative.
Oh, what?
Anytime that we're, no, I think you're doing it right. I think you're going to hit the negative after.
Negative. Six.
No.
You're going to hit it. Okay, 16. First. So 1650 negative.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. And enter that as payment. Okay. Payment. This is totally against what you may have learned using a financial calculator. Typically, you enter in three variables and you solve for a fourth. We are actually entering in four variables, and we're going to solve for the fifth, which is our future value or our balloon payment. So that's going to get you down to $421,508.
Okay. So
immediately we know our payment's fine because we've already figured that out. That we know that that's fine. Uh-huh. It really now what we're looking at is that good enough place to end up at the end of 5 years? And it's kind of subjective. If we think that this property is worth $500,000, you might want to be closer to $400,000, which would be 80%. But it could certainly appreciate in 5 years. And you need to take all of that into account. If you felt like you needed to get closer to $400,000, then you can do one of two things. You could do one of three things. One, you could reduce the price a bit. So maybe you come in at $490,000 rather than $500,000. And then all of a sudden you will have, you'll be much closer to that $400,000 balloon payment.
Right.
You could, you're not going to increase the payment. We already decided that's not going to happen.
Right.
So you could lower the interest rate. It's not going to make that big of a difference if you lowered it 0.5%. Or you could extend the term even longer and you know, have more principal pay down. How much principal pay down are you getting on this property right now? If you put, what was our purchase price? We were financing 465, right?
465, yeah.
And after 5 years, we're down to 421. So we made about 44,000, maybe, you know, a little less, over 5 years. That's what, about $9,000 a year? Not bad with a super low payment.
Okay.
Okay. And that's how I would play with it to get me to where I want to be. Now, is there a number that, that absolutely 100% makes sense? Not really. What you want is that, hey, at the end of the balloon payment, whatever that may be, 36, 42, 48, 60, 80, whatever, it doesn't, whatever the term is, you want to be at a particular point where, hey, if you're buying this, you're comfortable with what you're going to have to go refinance.
Uh-huh.
Or you got to put yourself in a wholesaler's shoes and say, are they, yeah, maybe they're overpaying right now, but hey, and the end of the term, does this make everything better? And yeah. Because the cash flow is good, right?
Right.
The cash flow is pretty good. Now the only question is at the end of the whole thing, will they be able to get refinanced and still make it a good deal for them?
Right. Yeah. Right. And so with commercial property, don't you want to be closer to the 75% loan to value?
You might, but remember, how much money are you putting down? You're putting down less than 10%.
Right.
So you still had to come up with some money at the end. You're nowhere near the 20 to 25% that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it the worst thing ever if you had to come up with a little more money? You've got, you know, 5 years to come up with another, what, 25, 30, 40,000.
Uh-huh.
You would have put in 75. That's more like 15%, not 20 or 25. And you got to spread it out over 5 years.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. Come up
with it all right now.
Yeah, because you got to really.
You got this asset and it's producing good cash flow for you, good return on your investment.
Yeah, that's true. You got to keep that in mind.
And hopefully it's going to appreciate in 5 years. It may not, but obviously the longer you hold property, the more the more opportunity for appreciation.
Right. And if you're able to fix the units up and actually get that pro forma rent, you've already increased the value.
I'll tell you what's really needed, in my opinion, to get those rents up. There's two tenants that need to be done. There's too many people living in the units and they have a lot of animals, and so they just need to be gone. And once they're gone, paint, carpet, just clean it. And those two units would be fine. Right. So I'm budgeting literally 15 grand, 20 at the most to get this thing where you could get your rents up. And okay. Some of it, you could just increase the rents.
Okay. So I guess that's where I would be right now. So purchase price of $535,000 down, monthly payment of $1,650, and with simple interest of 2.5% for 5 years. Is that kind of an offer that you came up with, Jeff?
Well, on the next episode, we'll go over my offers. And okay. We'll see how close you came, Jonathan.
Perfect. All right, guys, stay tuned. I love this, Jeff. This is good. This is like a really good exercise for me.
Good.
Because like, I'm like, I get stuck and I'm like, where do I go? And you're like, all right, well, let's try this. And so hopefully this is helpful for you guys too out there. And if you guys don't have a financial calculator like this, you need to get one so that you can do the same thing.
Seriously, invest $20 in your future. Well worth the investment.
Right. I totally agree. And this app on my computer was less than that. I can't remember. It was like $10 or something.
Yeah. But
definitely get it. Jeff, thanks so much for kind of coaching me through that. Very, very helpful. Do you have any last words?
Yeah, a couple things. One, and tell me if I'm jumping the gun here, but we have a gift for our listeners.
We do. So.
And this is strictly because, hey, we literally just went over 35,000 downloads. Our podcast is growing. And we're starting to get more and more people calling in. And the one thing that everyone is kind of asking for is more visual, right?
Right.
And so what I did is I created a video walking through a deal, how I analyze it, step by step, going through it, my thought process. I'm literally talking into the video as I'm doing it. And then what our goal was to sell it and how it all ended up.
So if you guys want to get that video, text CFP to our Creative Financing Hotline. And that number is 877-409-8090. Again, if you want to get that video, text CFP for Creative Financing Podcast to our Creative Financing Hotline. And that number is 877-409-8090. What that will do is it'll give you the link to watch this video. It's very well done. It's a video that teaches you how you can make a profit on a property that any other wholesaler would pass up, really, because just the cash price doesn't work. And so Jeff walks you through step by step what he did to create those offers on that video. So
that deal just funded like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
The one that I did in the video. So we just made $17,000 from it.
Awesome. Love it. Guys, we greatly appreciate your ear. If you want to reach us, you can go to the creativefinancingpodcast.com. You can leave us comments there. We're also on Facebook. That's a good way to reach us, Creative Financing Podcast on Facebook. And then we also have a hotline number, and that's where you can kind of chat with us directly if you wanted. Leave us a comment there. That number is 877-409-8090. Again, 877-409-8090. Cool. Any last words, Jeff?
Always looking for people to work with nationwide. We have two different apprentice programs. Call us if you want more info on it. And I'm looking forward to our next episode where we'll find out how close Jonathan was to the actual offers that I made.
Perfect. Here we go. All right. See you next time. Until next time, create some terms.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.